ABC Radio Australia.
Papua New Guinea's population stands at just over 10 million people, according to the latest census figures, which were just released last month. But one prominent economist in PNG is questioning this figure, as well as how the census itself was run. Paul Barker is the director of the Institute of National Affairs, an independent think tank. I spoke to him earlier on, and I started by asking him what he thought went wrong with the census.
They allocated a fairly tight budget in comparison with previous census operations. You do need to do a lot of preparation for a census, including up-to-date village mapping, so you know roughly where the population is. And then you really want to have a reasonably comprehensive set of questions. Well, they cut those back because they were trying to save cost. But they cut the questions back so heavily that really they were only going to get a head count, age, and immediate relationships. So they were going to miss out on education, on whether people have jobs, some very core things, which if you're doing even a basic census, you'd still want to get that. So that was all missing out. And then, frankly, the experience that we've had from quite a number of different groups asking around on how many people were actually censused, it would appear that a large portion of the population was omitted.
Why are people being critical about the total population that was announced by government?
So how they actually put the numbers together is a bit of a mystery. They say they used all kinds of devices to make up or to, secure the numbers even in the absence of direct questioning of households. I was amused when some people were saying, oh, the census officers came round to their place, but they didn't actually have even a pen or a pencil amongst them. So I'm not sure quite what sort of census information they were trying to gather. You know, a census operation has to be a professional and impartial exercise.
How are we when it comes to accountability during census?
Even though the census budget allocation was not as large, certainly as the National Statistical Office wanted, and was less than in the previous census in terms of if you extrapolate for inflation and population growth and so on. So the numbers were not so large, but you need to have a very tight oversight process for the census figures. And I'm not sure. Maybe those figures were fully accounted for. But as we know, one of our problems in PNG is lack of audits and lack of budget accountability. So we should get reporting on that in next year. In the mid-year economic and fiscal outlook report from this year, but particularly also from the end of year reporting, but we need to see the details of the numbers, because as we know, it was meant to have been completed in 2024, but a lot of the subsequent work was still going on in 2025.